You are listening to Holy Words from Holy Cross, the sermon podcast of Holy Cross Evangelical Lutheran Church in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. We hope you find these words a blessing in your daily walk with God. Please visit us on the web at www.holycrossnazareth.org or in person at 696 Johnson Road, Nazareth, Pennsylvania.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art.
Would you join me for a word of prayer? Blessed God, we give you thanks for this week wherein each year we recount the mighty acts of your salvation. As we celebrate together, as we commemorate your great sacrifices, we ask for your blessing upon us, that we may be, as we have prayed throughout the Lenten season, renewed in zeal for faith and life. We ask it in the precious name of our Savior Jesus. Amen. I'm going to begin my sermon tonight in a little bit of a strange way. I'm going to play for you a song that most of the kids in our youth ministry will know pretty well. A song called One Name. I'm not going to play the whole song for you. But what I am going to do is tell you, it begins with Peter's line from the Pentecost sermon, "One name under heaven whereby we must be saved." And as you get to the last verse, it kind of picks up. And what we actually do is ask the kids to kind of come up with the craziest dance they can come up with as we sing this. But it goes like this. God's gonna move this place. God's gonna move this place. God's gonna turn this world upside down. God's gonna move this place. God's gonna move this place. God's gonna turn this world upside down. Now, it seems out of keeping with most of the songs we've sung tonight. And that's because we know what's coming next. We anticipate the coming of Good Friday and the sacrifice of Jesus and the stripping of the altar at the end of this service. And because of that, our songs tend to be in a minor key and mournful. But if you caught the end of the gospel reading, it was as they left the Passover meal, they sang a hymn before they went to the garden and Jesus prayed, as we see pictured in our narthex on your way out of church. This would not have been a mournful hymn. This was the Passover meal. This was when they celebrated the great salvation God had given them in bringing them out of slavery and taking them into the freedom of the promised land. And indeed, God was going to turn their world upside down. In a few short hours, they would go from singing with joy to seeing their rabbi, their teacher, their friend, their Lord and Master taken to trial, beaten, shamed, mocked, spit upon, scourged, crucified, and finally dead. The joy with which they began the evening in song ended in the sorrow of Joseph of Arimathea's tomb on Friday night. But God wasn't done. God was going to turn their world upside down one more time. As on that first day of the week, the women who had come to anoint the body of Jesus discovered it was not to be found. And indeed, Mary Magdalene was met by Jesus in the garden. And from there, the joy flowed and spread, even to where we are some almost 2,000 years later. Now, that news turned the world upside down for all who trust in Christ and have faith. But even for those who do not know Jesus as Lord, the command that Jesus gives tonight will change the world, will turn it completely upside down. If you're in the business world and you've heard of things like servant leadership when you've gone to seminars, that wasn't a thing before Jesus gives the commandment to love one another as I have loved you, and that love will look like service. It'll look like Jesus kneeling before his apostles and doing what only the lowest servant in the household did, wash their feet. That turning of the world upside down some 2,000 years later will be what we generically call human rights. Human rights is a direct descendant of the legacy of what Christ introduced this night. Christians know well the Great Commission. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And this is the first of his commandments. In fact, that's why they call this the Great Commandment. And it goes with the Great Commission. Love one another as I have loved you. Know that in the kingdom of God, in God's eyes, the person who takes the lowest place is indeed the highest. See, human beings are wired to seek status. A couple of years ago, we were, my family used to sing, well, it had been a couple years since we did. We used to sing at Quiet Valley. We would gather in the barn, we'd read the Christmas story, and we'd sing Christmas carols. And we were getting our orientation to the barn by the master of the barn. And the cat jumped into the donkey's trough. The donkey shooed the cat out. The cat screamed. And then the horse kicked at the cat, or kicked at the donkey. And the cow peed on us. And the master of the barn said, this is their whole life. Their whole life is them vying with one another to see who's in charge right now. Mammals are wired to seek status. Men, we're especially bad at this. We're wired to try and place ourselves one up on the next person. And this is the way every society of the ancient world was ordered until Jesus comes along and says, wrong. The one who takes the lowest place, who acts as the servant to all, will be greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Love one another. And not just love one another, but love one another as I have loved you. In the modern world, we struggle with how to witness as Christians. So much of what we believe seems to be out of step with the world, but in this we are still in step, because the world that we're dealing with here, in the West at least, is post-Christian. It still carries many of our values, though it's lost Christ at the center of it all. Wouldn't it be amazing if Christians were always known as the one you could trust with power because they were the only ones who would give it away? They were the only ones who would use that power for service to others, even to their enemies in love. If we would be faithful witnesses to Christ, we must love one another as he has loved us. We may always win the Miss Congeniality Prize that way. But such is the kingdom of heaven. Would you join me for a word of prayer? Lord, we're wired to seek status. It's what our natural fallen human minds do. But Lord, we pray that in every aspect of our lives, you would teach us the wisdom of this night, the wisdom of serving others in love. Help us to truly love one another. Help us to see what are the needs of the people around us, the needs for meaning, the needs for material help, the needs for a dignity bestowed upon them as we serve them in love. And through that may your name be glorified this night and always. We pray it in that name, which is forever Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Be thou my best start in the day and the night. Waking or sleeping, that